Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tom, you know that I've admired you greatly. I try to follow and live my life in every way possible as you have. And I'm sorry to say that 2 weeks ago, I also tested positive.
There you go. For
COVID-19. I'm out of my quarantine starting today. But you are the first guy that I thought of, you know, after, you know, the fear of what might happen to me. I thought, oh, my God, this is what Tom and Rita went through. And believe me, no fun on this end.
You know, there's about 3 days where you wonder if there's something inside you that puts you at risk. You know, I have type 2 diabetes and my wife's a cancer survivor. There's some things where I said, are we going to be OK? And probably like you, about 3 days in, I'm guessing, they said, all right. You know, you're breathing okay. You got good oxygen in there. We think. Then you got through it. Body aches. I can only imagine how tough it would be. But Dean, you didn't give it to anybody. Let's go on the other side of what this thing is.
Yeah.
You did it right.
Yeah.
If you didn't right, you didn't pass this thing along to that one person out of 17 or what have you that that might succumb to it. You know. So this is where I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah,
glad you made it through.
I'm glad you're okay. And, you know, you hear, you know, guys like us telling people to be careful, be 10 times more careful than you thought you were being in the first place. That's the bottom line of the whole thing. I also have to tell you, Tom, just as a side note, you remember when you came to WGN, we walked you down the hall. We had all of your old characters. We have asked our viewers over and over and over favorite moments on our show. Hands down, landslide, the Tom Hanks walk down our hallway remains the number one moment on WGN Morning News.
I didn't realize what was going on until I saw, I think, the third person that looked like dressed in something that was familiar. You had everybody there. You had Woody and you had Captain Miller. I'm sure you had them all. Kudos to you for not telling your guest what you were going to be doing to them. I thought that was, it took me by surprise.
Yeah, we didn't know how that was going to work out. That could have gone, if it was anyone but you, it could have been really disastrous. So now we're gonna have to add this Western guy. Man, Tom, what a role this is. I mean, there has to be something special for an actor just to take on, you know, an old fashioned Western, this pure salt of the earth kind of character, right?
The great joy is you have a character that's already made for you because he's just so burdened. There's no amount of flashbacks and there's no beginning to the story. You just start off with this guy who is burdened by so much in his past. You know, look, it's kind of nice playing somebody who's my age. You know, I'm 64. So you're not trying to, you don't have to fall in love with anybody. You don't have to kiss a girl. You have to instead just slowly figure out, just the scars on his back tell an awful lot of the story for him. But also the clarity of his purpose in life, which is to read the news to anybody who has 10 cents and the time to hear it. There was something I think that was really magical about Paula Giles's book is that she landed on this concept of a guy reading about Queen Elizabeth and the Cincinnati Reds and elevators in 8-story hotels in Boston, or how many people died of the fever and whether or not a new train was going to be built, to people who are hungry for not just information, but for belonging to a world outside themselves. And that's what the news of the world is, I think, is all about.
Yeah.
Is that the dichotomy between a solitary life and knowledge of the greater world that's out there.
Yeah, I don't know if I was more impressed by the pure beauty, visual beauty of this movie, or the parallels to things that are going on in the world today that were startling to me. I mean, it was really genius in so many ways.
There's a big distance between believing in hooey and magic and arguing about empirical science. There is something to look. I can't say enough about Darius Wolski and the beauty of essentially the oil lamp. We should all dim our lights every night at sunset in order to live in an orange glow, as opposed to some of the things we have. But there's a line in it where he's talking about how it's going to take them 6 days on the road in order to get from one place to the next. And that slow pace that is brought about by physics, by geography, and the fact that a horse can only walk so fast, that is like, it's a calming, soothing kind of like, there is no hurry there. We cannot speed this along any faster. And I think our modern era is based on getting things done, getting information as fast as possible, and formulating so many important decisions in our lives based on quick, hurry up, and instantaneous connection that we have somebody else. So without that instantaneousness, it ends up being a lovely pause.
Yeah, Tom, it's great to see you. Glad you're well. Merry Christmas to you and Rita and the whole family. And I hope we get to see each other in person again sometime soon.
The world will continue to spin on its axis, Dean, and we'll all still be on it when it's all finished.
You're my hero. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, Dean. Lovely to see you.